USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I learned about a school shooting in Michigan.
President Joe Biden, who is holding an event at the White House just as news broke of a mass shooting at a high school in Michigan.
We learned, as we learned the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
Biden referring to an incident at a high school in Michigan where three students were shot and killed by a 15-year-old student who opened fire for unknown reasons at Oxford High School, north of Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says six people were wounded, one of them a teacher. Stocks tanking on Wall Street after the chairman of the Fed testifies on Capitol Hill and says inflation will continue to be a problem until at least the middle of next year. And he also said that new variant of the coronavirus could also affect the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The nation's highest court hearing arguments this week about a Mississippi abortion law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, challenging Roe v. Wade. Mississippi's Republican Attorney General Lynn Fitch is helping lead the efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Roe v. Wade has pitted women against their children, woman against woman, and now it's time to really stop and support life.
Speaking on Fox News, she's calling for abortion policy to be handled by the states and elected leaders, though abortion rights activists argue it would limit the access to the procedure and infringes on the right to choose. The National Football League is thankful for some holiday football ratings this year. Those Thanksgiving games had the most viewers of any NFL game since 1998, led by the Cowboys-Las Vegas Raiders matchup. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we've told you, Christmas trees are in short supply in much of the nation this year, and that's not the only Christmas thing that's in short supply, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As the demand for Santas is outweighing the supply, head elf at HireSanta.com, Mitch Allen, joins Fox News and explains that COVID-19 is a huge reason behind the shortage.
COVID still exists, and as you can imagine, our Santa Claus entertainers are at a high risk for a negative outcome if they get COVID. So a number are sitting out again this year. And unfortunately, we lost a number of Santa Claus entertainers. Just this year alone, 335 that we're aware of have passed away due to COVID.
Allen says his website has seen a 121% increase in people seeking Santas and has been turning down requests since the first week of November. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Dr. Oz wants to be U.S. Senator Oz. Yes, that Dr. Oz. Mehmet Oz of the Dr. Oz Show, the 61-year-old cardiac surgeon, announcing he wants to run for that seat in Pennsylvania that is going to be left by GOP Senator Pat Toomey, who's retiring. Oz announcing his bid in an op-ed published in the Washington Examiner. He's a longtime resident of New Jersey, but he's registered to vote in Pennsylvania's Montgomery County since last December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.